Yo, what up? Peace and blessing to the fam. This your big homie Jed. You're rocking with the Retro Insider Podcast, where we discuss all your favorite classic retro sneakers. And as always, I'd like to start off by saying thank you, all you new and returning listeners. I know there are a lot of options as far as who you want to listen to and all of that good stuff. So I'm just glad you stopped by to rock with your boy. Now, this week, we have some major heat dropping, as you already know, I'm sure. But today we're going to discuss a couple of these releases, some tips I think you can use to maybe increase your chances of getting the shoes that you want, either for personal or resale, all of that good stuff. So we're going to be talking about, the Off-White Jordan 5 sale. I call them the 5 Reds, and also the Jordan 1 Mocha. I think the best Air Jordan 1 of 2020. So all of that is coming up next. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to stitcherpremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us.
All right, welcome back. And if you are interested in joining Stitcher Premium, of course, you can use promo code RETRO to get your first month absolutely free. Now, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into these releases. Now, before we get into the headliners of the week, let's talk about another shoe that I'm interested in seeing actually in hand. It's going to be the Air Force One Skeleton, Orange Skeleton. It's going to be releasing October 28th, which is Wednesday, for a retail price of $130. Now, as of now, see it listed on Nike Sneakers. So that's going to be released at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday. Don't sleep if you want a pair. And also other retailers like Foot Locker, I've seen they have that available, I'm sure online. But I know in my area, they will be doing the in-app raffle for those as well, which will probably end on Tuesday. So if you are interested in joining that raffle, go ahead and do that ASAP. Now, this particular shoe, third iteration of the series. I know back in 2018, they originally released the white version, had the foot graphic. I thought it was a dope idea for Halloween. Nice touch to the collection if you're into that type of thing. Now, the difference between this shoe, of course, not only is the upper entirely orange with the little black foot graphic, but the entire midsole this time is going to be glow in the dark. Now, in the light, it looks milky, creamy. But at night, it glows green. So it's a dope shoe. If you do buy it in store, you'll be good to wear it on Halloween. But if you are ordering it online, you may or may not get it on Halloween. So I don't really know about why they release it so close to Halloween. But hey, they do not hire me to make those decisions. So whatever the case may be. Now, moving on. Now, next, we have the highlight of the week, I think, in most people's opinion, which is probably going to be that Off-White Jordan 5. Now, this is going to be the Fire Red iteration of the shoe. You know, back in February, we got the all-black version. Now, me personally, I like the white version better. I don't know why. I just like the contrast, I think. But pretty much the same design scheme, just the difference in colors and placement, things of that nature. But everything else seems to be consistent as far as materials. Now, retail price is going to be $225, coming also in toddler and baby sizes. Right now on the RetroInsider.com, you can look at the release details page, where I give you links to a couple of the raffles that are going to be live. So as you all know, very limited release, very hard to get, but if you do some footwork, you will increase your chances. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the intro, later on in this show, I will give you some tips on how I think you can increase your chances. Now, these aren't 100% guarantees that you'll get the shoe, but put you in a better position. So, once again, shoe's going to be releasing Nike Sneakers, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, all of that good stuff. And, I think even Tier Zero accounts for Foot Locker, which is the L.A. Chicago and New York locations will be having these. I'm not sure if it's first come, first serve. As of now, I don't see any reservation types in the apps, but that might be subject to change later on today. So, yeah, man, resale prices before release sitting at around $1,000, which is to be expected. Now, after release, a couple weeks, you can expect the price to go down a little bit, but I don't think it'll drop under maybe 800, maybe. I'm not sure, but it will quickly rise. So if you are someone who has to have this shoe in the collection but does not get it for retail, wait a couple weeks, but don't wait too long, because I think the prices will shoot up on these. So yeah, man, let me know what you guys think about this particular shoe. Of course, you can leave a voice message by clicking the link in the description. Send us a 60-second voice message letting me know exactly your thoughts about the Air Jordan 5 Off-White sale. Do you like it better than the black version, or is this version the one to get? Like I said, I love this shoe. Like it a lot better than the black version. Well, let me not say a lot better, but I do like it better than the black version. So once again, go to the retroinsider.com, search Off-White Jordan 5. You'll see the release details page. I got three links to three raffles that are still going on, not only for U.S. buyers, but also international buyers. So go ahead and check those out. And yeah, so moving on to the next release, we have, of course, I think, like I said, the best Air Jordan 1 of 2020. This is the Air Jordan 1 High OG Mocha. Some people are calling it the poor man Travis Scott, but how dare you? I think this shoe looks even better, and I'll go into that reason a little bit later. But the retail price is $170. Men's and grade school pairs will be released. Early numbers suggest that there are going to be about 280 pairs of these released worldwide through all the sizes. I don't know how true that is. Take that with a grain of salt. But if it is going to be that many, that is a lot of pairs. Some of the most limited Jordan 1s go well under 100,000 for. So for them to double it, they know how hype this shoe is going to be, and for good reason. It looks great. Like I said, it looks better than the Travis Scott to me because of the black. The more black than brown works better on the shoe for me, but that's just my opinion. So I'm going to be releasing just about all the major retailers, and of course raffles are going on right now. One that will be ending pretty soon, as a matter of fact, you might want to get on it now if you haven't done so, is the Finish Line will let us know today, as of Monday, whether or not we have reserved pairs. And so go ahead and do that if you haven't done so yet. And if you need links to all of the apps that I like to use for sneaker buying and stuff, check out the retroinsider.com. again, there is a page called the best sneaker apps, I believe. You can just search it, best sneaker apps, and the article will come up with all the links to all the apps that I use to cop sneakers. But once again, $170 price tag. The leather on the shoe looks phenomenal. If you haven't seen images, check it out on the website. Yeah, man, it has a more of an OG type feel with less tumbled but more of that smooth leather, which doesn't mean it's cheap, but it just gives it a different aesthetic. Will fly off shelves. Now, resale value right now, I think it's around $400-$300, which I, of course, believe will drop to closer to around the 300 mark around release day. But I do not suspect it to go below 300. If it does, only by maybe $20-$30, depending on the size. But this is another shoe, like I said, if you do not catch it for retail, you do not want to wait too long, because I believe the prices will shoot up quick. And that's simply because Christmas and tax season are right around the corner. You know, that's when prices inflate. People got the bag, people got their little extra money, and they're ready to spend it. So yep, those are the releases that are set. Of course, Nike sneakers going to be dropping that shoe as well on 9 a.m Central Standard Time, 10 a.m Eastern, whatever Pacific. I think it's 7, right? So yep, don't sleep. You already know the drill when it comes to these shoes, man. This is not new for most people. And if it is, now you know. You got to be in it to win it, and you got to put your best foot forward. Now, with that being said, in the next section of the video, I'm going to give you some tips on what you can do to increase your chances of copping these sneakers. So stay tuned. All right, so let's go ahead and round out the show and shout out to everybody who's still listening. And as promised, I'm going to share with you a couple tips that I think are going to help you increase your chances of copping shoes off of Nike sneakers. Now, couple primary things you can do. One thing is the most important is actually opening and engaging with the app. Now, what do I mean by that? That means actually going in your app, looking at shoes, tapping the heart button, liking the shoe, sharing shoes on social media to friends, things of that nature. And last but not least, watching the content that Nike posts on the Nike Sneakers app. So if you have been within the app the last couple weeks, you know they've been doing a little docu-series on the Nike Dunk. Now they're up to episode two. And I was able to watch both episodes, but after episode one, I got a notification a couple days later saying, because I watched the episode, I had a second chance at copping a pair of Nike Dunks. And what do you know? That next morning at 11 a.m., they allowed me to purchase a Nike Dunk High, the Spartan green and white colorway. So this is absolutely proof that Nike keeps track of your activity within the app. And the more active you are, the more they know you are interested, you're actually a real person. You're not just a botter, or you're not just somebody who just gets accounts and then just tries to hit on the most hype releases. They want to know that you're an actual person, an actual customer. And by engaging with the app, you are doing that, letting them know that you are indeed a legitimate person. So that's the first tip. Engage with the app. And it doesn't take but a couple minutes. You know, you might not even be interested in some of the things that they show. But at least if you let the videos run, don't skip them, just let them run all the way through, I believe that's going to increase your chances of winning sneakers. Now, are you going to hit every shoe? Of course not. That's just not how the game works. However, it will put you in a better position. So stay on notice. And actually tomorrow, as I'm looking at the app right now, Tuesday, they have a new thing called Sneakers Live, where they actually have a video with people interacting and talking about sneakers. And as they air that on the app, they even have trivia questions. So I think a great idea or a great thing for you to do is actually answer the trivia questions while you're in the live as well, showing that you are just engaging with the content and the app once again. So that's tip number one, engage with the content. Now, tip number two actually involves you creating a brand new Nike account, Nike sneakers account, whatever you want to call it. So the reason I say that is I've had an account with Nike for about 10 years, dating back to 2010. And of course, I linked that to my Nike sneakers account. And earlier this year, I had been doing great, hitting about every other shoe that I wanted. Not every shoe, but I was still happy with the amount of shoes I was able to cop on sneakers. And then about April, after the Court Purple release, I just went dry. Like, I was hitting absolutely nothing on the app. Now, I have since then hit a couple times, but not nearly as the rate that I was before. So a couple weeks ago, decided to get a new phone. With that new phone, I got a new number. So that allowed me to create a brand new Nike account. So that's the new tip that I want to share with you guys as well. If you're able to, maybe you don't have to go out and get a brand new phone with a new number. Maybe you can use a friend, your girlfriend, boyfriend, family member's phone number to create a new Nike account. And for some reason, that new Nike account has been just awesome. Now, once again, I'm not hitting every release, but at the same time, I will say you this. I hit on my first Nike draw with the Kobe 5 Pro Tros. And then also, I got exclusive access. The first time I had ever gotten exclusive access prior to the Nike Dunk. So, I was able to get the Royal Toes and what was the other one that I got? I got a pair of the Royal Toes and another Air Jordan 1 whenever they released. The Court Purples, yes. Wait. I can't remember exactly, but no, that's what it was. I got a pair of the Flint 13s and a pair of the Royal Toe Jordan 1s off exclusive access for the very first time on a Nike account that I'd only had maybe a couple weeks, month at the max. So I don't know exactly how accurate I am in saying that new accounts put you in a better position, but I promise you this, two accounts are much better than one. And that's just the name of the game, increasing your chances, right? So anyways, guys, hopefully you guys can take that into consideration and hopefully increase your chances of copping the sneakers that you want. Good luck this week on all of the shoes that you are going out for. Once again, don't forget to visit the RetroInsider.com. All the release details will be there. And always, always, always stay humble and proceed. Until next time, y'all take care.